Blog Talk Radio.
With our arms open
listen to them songs, the words of Song of Rev, and just, you know, they might be a little old, right? There's some things in them songs, man, it ministers, you know.
Yes, sir.
If you ever understand the Holy Spirit, man, your life will be a big change come in your life. How God can really show you, man. Sometimes we make it so hard for the believer to walk on this side. We make it so hard, you know. And I know most of it is about interpretation and belief, you know, talking about, but I want you to know that's what the Bible tells us, and I believe it, Reverend. Study.
Ooh.
Study.
Yeah.
Study to show thyself approved. Study. Get in God's word and study. And watch God do some things in your life when you take time out for him. It is imperative that you pick this up. We call it the 66th book, King James Version. I heard guys wrestling with me about certain things about that. And I just start thinking about, I just stay with what God gave to me, and I feel good about that, you know. I believe God give understanding, Reverend. You know, that's why it's good to study, to show thyself approved, you know. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. I thank him for what the brother was saying. Let it just pour in here, you know. You know, let it overflow. Then someone might see God in a different way. Someone might.
Yes.
Because the only way you can understand the Holy Spirit, you really have to allow him to come in your life. And once he come in your life, things start changing. It start helping you. And I want you to know it's more than this tongue we got, as they say. It's more than that. That's not the only evidence. It's there. He told us what that Holy Spirit is for. It's there to comfort us. It's there to teach us. It's there to bring things back into remembrance. Oh, I know right about it.
Yes,
Paul, David, real clear with it. He told the Lord after he had done what he done towards Bathsheba. He told her, he said, don't move. Don't move that Holy Spirit from me. Don't move it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've been in touch by the Holy Spirit of God, once you've got the heavenly gift and the knowledge of God, you don't remain the same anymore. Things are different now once you get in there. I just want to deal on a little something. I know, ain't no way where I'm going to be able to get through this here, you know, but I'm going to try my best to get in just a little bit of it, Reverend. You have anything this morning, Reverend?
Good morning to you. Yes, sir. Good morning to you. Thank you, God, for another day. Glad to be in attendance. Glad to be in attendance, real. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, it was you who made this day out a reality, Lord. So we ask you to forgive us for our sin, Lord. Known and unknown sin. Lord, we come to you right now, Father God. We ask you to remove anything not of you and all you in it, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to help us in the praise to Father God, that we can hear and listen to your voice, Lord. Father, only people know your voice. They're the ones you call by name, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for waking us up early this morning and starting us on our way, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord, and praise, Lord. We believe, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. And we also believe, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. We don't have to be scared to bring it to you, Lord, and ask you to help us with it, Lord. So, Lord, we come right now, Lord, teach the word. Preach the word, Lord. Touch someone hard, maybe to be convicted. Maybe get some understanding out of the word today, Lord. Lord, we know maybe we might not get this lesson out today. But, Lord, whatever we do, Lord, we want to do it in the glorifying your name, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now, Rev, I'm, you know, this one here is controversial, Rev. This one here might be very controversial. Very controversial. 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 14.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians. Chapter 14. You know, we're going to deal with this tongue. They call it the peak tornado, you know. You know, peak tornado. But I'm going to talk about that, and plus we're going to talk about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. We want to talk about that tongue, too, Reverend. You know, we want to talk about what God said about what he gave Brother Peter. You remember Brother Peter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before Brother Peter came, Paul, after Peter came, Paul had to come on and help the church, right? But before we get to Peter, I want to talk about how Paul illustrated this tongue. You know, how he said his tongue is, you know. But I want you to know, and James brought about a little example about the tongue, how deadly it is, you know. If you don't mind, we can start it like that. But if it be God's will, we'll try to get in speaking in tongues. But I want you to understand, when they talk about tongues, it's like when Jesus was speaking, how that word, your mouth, you know, it could change a whole lot of people's life. When you preaching that word, Reverend, it could change people's life. It could change people's life. And I can say this, I know when you do it, you're trying to allow people to see God in it. But there are some people praying on people when they use their charismatic tongue, you know. But I want to talk about this tongue, because when I do this, let's go to James. Let's do James first. Make sure we get this right. Let's go to James first. James 3. All right, 3. And look what James 3 says. Yeah, I'm going to give you time to get there. You know, the tongue is something we use to taste with and to speak with, you know. We had one man say when God called him, remember, he said he couldn't talk, you know. And he said he had a speech impediment, you know. But God used him, then his name was Moses.
Mm-hmm.
God used him, and his name was Moses. And when you hear the tongue, and most of the time, you know, we say it's figurative. You know, we see it's sharpened like a sword, you know. That tongue's like a serpent. You know, that tongue can be catastrophic, you know. It can tear somebody down, you know. And also he can pick somebody up. But I want you to know, God is looking at us. He's looking at our conversation and how we talk to one another. Look what the scripture said. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we receive the greater condemnation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, teachers. That's what master means. He said, when you're doing this here, he said, you're going to be, that's why folks be thinking it's so kind to get over here. But boy, once you get it and once you teach it, you're going to be held accountable, boy. You have a stricter judgment on you, Reverend. You have a stricter judgment on you, brothers and sisters, when you start teaching. He said, that's why, he said, I suffer not many of them. I see why this thing going where they're going, Reverend. He said, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in words, the same is able also to bridle the whole body. Watch this now. Behold, we put a bit in the horse's mouth that he may obey us, and we turn about that whole body. Yeah. You know, you see people ride horses, you know, if you know anything about that. Maybe you city folks don't know about that, right? You get that horse and you put something in, you want to put that little bit in his mouth. Like some of them use like a, not orange, like, you know, so it won't tear his mind, but something real tough plastic. Some do use iron, right? And then what it does, it's got a strap on it. You know what I'm talking about? And you take that tongue, this small little tongue, put it in his mouth, right, Reverend? And you could pull it to you. You can put pole rope to you, and you just pull it to you, and the horse will stop. If you want that horse to go to your right, you tug it to the right, Reverend, and he'll turn. If you want that horse to go to the left, he turn it, this whole body, piece of metal or rubber. I didn't see that before, too. You've been at the horse stable recently, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You want that horse to do what you want to do. You can guide him. You can imagine how that little piece of metal, a piece of rubber that you can put in his mouth, and he just do what you say and do how you do. It does the same thing when he said, behold. The way he said, we put this bit in the horse's mouth that it may obey us, and we turn it about the whole body. Behold, also a ship, he said, though they be so great, oh, help me, hold me, and driving in furious wind, yet are they turned about with a very small hymn. Look what it says, whatsoever the governor, listen, you got this big old boat, this huge boat. Some of y'all have been on cruises. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This bill, and it's got this little bitty guide on the bottom of this thing. Say this boat is, let's go here, 50 feet tall, right, and over 100 feet wide, and 100 feet long, and they got this little pillar back on the bottom of it, and it could turn it, you know, it can govern it, and turn it where they want to do, you know. That's what he's trying to give us, a metaphor of what can happen when we finna go into this next verse. I'm telling you, you can put some in this pink tongue that we call a tongue. Look how it does when you let it do what it do. Look what it says. Look how it does. It says, even so, the tongue is a little member. And what he said, boastful great things. Behold, how great a matter of a little kindle fire. He said, in the tongue is a fire. Look, it said, a world of iniquity. So the tongue amongst our members, he said, that it defiles the whole body and set it on fire of a course of nature, and it set it on fire. What do you say, bro? Of hell. Oh, hear me, Jose. Of hell.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hear me, Jose. That tongue that we have in our mouth, it can, I don't know about nobody's business. I'm just giving you what the Holy Spirit gives to us. That tongue,
amen,
we got in our mouth, if we don't use it to lift up one another, if we don't use it to help one another, we don't use it to love one another, it can be so powerful, and it can turn a little situation, and blow it up. You know, some people can look at something and say, I can't believe you said that. That's their tongue moving. That's that old pink tongue moving in your mouth. I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you said that. And you sit up there and look at it, and you say it one more time, I just can't believe it. That tongue has so much fire. My brothers and sisters, that tongue is so tough, it can go to church. It can be in church preaching. It can be in church singing. It can be in church, watch this, Reverend, saying some positive thing and lead the church, physical church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then like you ain't never heard the scripture in life. And a got that cuss you out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
It got that talk about you. It'll run you down. Reverend, it's like you taking that little bit tongue is in our mouth, and it rules our body if we don't watch it. It'll take your members, and it'll have you doing something. It'll kindle up that fire, man. It'll have it so bad that if you don't watch it, Reverend, you'll start a forest fire. You know what I'm talking about? You know how some fire start, this little spark, you know, and then just take off the whole, sometimes it take out the whole wood, you know. All you see is blazing the fire, you know. And some people say, we ain't never been that kind of air. But all you got to do is be around somebody with that tongue unruly. Their tongue, he can see or he can turn that thing around and have everybody fighting against each other. Help me, Holy Spirit.
I
believe that, Rip. I believe that it's very rude. I believe that thing could, you know, you try your best to not to boast, Reverend. You try your best to not make yourself look better than folks. But what you do, you always try to lift somebody up. That's what we supposed to do.
If you
can't find no kind word to somebody, pray for them. If you feel like there ain't nothing unkindness, pray for them. And while you praying, pray for yourself. Because I think the same God, help me, Holy Spirit, can change you, can change anybody. Only time it don't be changed is when they're not listening, remember? When they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how he said that lad poor. He said, it'll set on fire of hell. Boy, you ever been somewhere and that kind of situation? I'm just going to say this. I ain't been on no back line. I ain't heard nothing, Reverend. But, boy, if you just want to get on somewhere with some controversy, you can go on some certain these blog talks in the evening with that race. Or just get on black line, and nobody know you on there. And hear a few things, boy, you hear something like everything on that thing, man. And let me tell you something, man. I know them guys love God, man. I know some of them, when they get down to it, they love God. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a time, Reverend, that we're going to be on the back line. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And someday, we don't even know it. You know, we can put God down in time, and we can serve God when we want to, Reverend. We can just drop on it and do what we want to do, Reverend. That's how we can do it, Reverend.
Yeah.
So one day, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I just pray to God, man, I'm in favor with His Holy Spirit. When He see me, I kind of want to be like that old thief. Help me, Holy Spirit. Old malefactor,
yes,
you know what I'm talking about, really. I kind of want to be like, you said, why you want to be like him? At least he had enough sense to know that Jesus wasn't worried of what he was getting, and he was. And he
told
the Lord to remember him. So his tongue did something good. But somewhere in that line, he had to be a bad rascal because he was going to get killed by doing some what? What he deserved is capital punishment, right? But God forgave him and allowed him to be in the what? Paradise. I believe in my heart it would not, and I just believe scripture now, I believe it, much as we try our best to try to do right, it would not be enough, Reverend. It's not going to be enough, Reverend. Well, this for the saved, folks. I'm going to just read it again. I know it's repetition. Y'all just hang on with me. I know it's very repetition, right? You can hear it. You can hear it a lot of times, Reverend. He said, for by grace, Reverend. That's what he said. For by grace are you saved. Let me do that for Eric. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, Reverend.
That's right.
He said, that's not of yourself. That is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Can you hear me?
Yes, it is the gift of God
and not of words. He said, lest any man should boast,
but we are
his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. There have been some good people in church. I'm just dealing with church folks right now. Y'all mind me. There have been some good folks in church that messed up real bad, brother. Messed up real bad. Real bad. And they love God. Trust me, I know they love God. Let me tell you something. And then eventually they do repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It won't because they did all so good. Because God can look at some of the stuff we did. And I'm glad when we do this thing here, Reverend, when we repent. What he does, Reverend, he doesn't remember anymore. He doesn't anymore. So why let that tongue send you to hell? Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, it's in the book. The book said the tongue can send you to hell, Reverend. Let me read that for Eric one more time.
Sir.
Make sure I got
that.
I'm gonna make sure that I got something different in my book and you got yours. Do I have something different, Reverend? It was the same. You think it's the same?
It's fine.
Let me read. He said, in the tongue is a fire. He said, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and set on fire the course of nature. And it sets on fire of hell. It's right there, man. It's right there, man. That tongue. He said, a lot of folks think that, you know, you got to, you know, they tell you what to eat and not to eat, right? But the Bible saying it ain't what goes in the mouth that defiles the body. It what comes out the mouth defiles the body. You might be a good joker, man. You might have gave somebody $2 a day, Reverend. Mm-hmm. You might have told somebody, thank you. You might say, I love you, Reverend. But you know how we mess up our whole life? Huh? When we take, when we left that tongue. That tongue was in our mouth, rule, and then the tongue had you think you're right too, Reverend. You ever been there, Reverend?
Mm.
My tongue.
You're right, yeah. Yes, sir.
That tongue had you think you're right, man. I'm telling you, don't learn two scriptures. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't learn four scriptures, Reverend. You know, don't mess around and learn six scriptures, Reverend. Nobody can tell you nothing, Reverend. Boy, that tongue had you know it, man. I'm just going to read one proverb, if you don't mind. I'm going to deviate one second.
Come on,
he said, every way, Proverbs 21 and 2, he said, every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
say
it again.
About it, man.
He said, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear me, man. That's why I had to.
Yes,
I had to work, man. You know, I told someone, I believe that you cannot put Jesus in a box. They did it one time before, Reverend. You know what they did one time, Reverend? They put him in a tomb.
Come on now.
It was a box, Reverend. It was a box. He couldn't hold his brother. He came out that night, man, and he spoke it and said what was going to happen, and it happened today. That's why I say, when you thinking you're right, make sure you consider God in it. Make sure when you say something that it has the mercy of God in it. Make sure you take God with you in there. Somebody said, that sounds, you're talking crazy. Have you ever, somebody done me wrong right now as we speak. I had somebody told me, Dan, and if I let you read the text that I sent him, Reverend, you said, well, how do you get that out there and say what he said? But you know, Reverend, the devil would try to get into anybody. Especially sometimes the ones who love. Oh, help me, Holy, the most. Oh, I said what I said. Sometimes you can look inside that rascal, and they can look inside your rascal and say, you said what you said. Now, you said what you said. While I'm trying to stay here, because that tongue is a powerful thing, man. That tongue can break up relationship. And number of relationships it can break up with God. I'm going to read it one more time. This is for me and Reverend Henry. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Let me see. When you hear a man just so absolute and so confident in something, brother, you better watch that, because God, you can go back and read a scripture. You can go back to a certain situation, and God can give you something totally different, my brother. So don't keep God in the box like he's there. Look what he said. Every way of a man, I mean one man and man, is right in his own way. But the Lord, what did he do, Reverend? He ponders the heart. God searches the heart. You can tell me anything out your mouth, but God knows what's coming from the heart, Reverend. He knows if he's lying to you. He'll let us know, Reverend, because he gives us discernment spirit. He'll give us discernment spirit to know that we're not going to get tricked, man. And I'm telling you something. For a believer, we are easy to get misled, because we want not that we're so gullible, but we want distrust in the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And sometimes these jokers, they so charismatic with their little tongue, they can just move you and tell you. You be in some service, you think it's Simon said, you know. Oh, you might catch that later on. Simon said, clap your hands. Simon said, run down the pole. Simon said, give me $1,000. Man, this ain't Simon said. Jesus put it in the heart. If it's in your heart, ain't nobody got to tell you to wave your hand. If it's in your heart, ain't nobody got to tell you to give. If it's in your heart, ain't nobody got to tell you to tell your brother you sorry. Ain't nobody got to tell you to receive your. If it's in your heart, if it's not in your heart, your ways are thinking just of you, because it's in your own eye. But God ponders the heart. Watch this, Reverend. Let me get on. Let me get home. Hey, look at this. Let me see. Let me make sure I got it out. Did you get it out here? Did you get it? Okay, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
For every kind of beast and birds and serpents and other things in the sea, it's tame, Reverend.
Yeah.
I know I don't get to that other part, but let me get to this part today, though. Here's what he said. He said, every kind of beast and of the birds and of the serpent and of the things mm-hmm. in the sea is tame. You hear that word? Tame.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. have been tame of mankind. Look what he said, man. But the tongue.
Yeah.
And I'm still in the book, y'all. But the tongue.
Okay.
Can no man... When we say what tame, it is unruly, mm-hmm. evil, full of deadly poison. I'm in the book, y'all. He said, there with blessings we go, God, Lord, watch this now. There with blessings we with God, even the Father, there with curse with man. Here we go, y'all. Which we made after a similitude of God. I'm going to go back and get some. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and curses, my brethren. These things ought not so be. Watch this, brethren. These things ought not so be. But he said,
mm-hmm.
he said, that tongue. Now, we can tell that animal. I've seen them too, Reverend. I've seen them take an animal and make the animal do what they want to do. I've seen them tell mm-hmm. dogs. Bag up. See the dog tell them roll over. I see them they take lions and tigers, make them do what they want to do. You can tame them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that tongue.
mm-hmm.
If you don't wake up in the morning, in the evening, in the midday, in the late night hour, praying, brother, that tongue can get you out there. I'm telling you, man, for the best of us. And I'm going to tell you this here, Reverend. I'm going to tell you because I know you're on the phone with me. That tongue is so powerful, right? You keep opening that mouth up. Help me, Holy Spirit. You keep opening the mouth. You bound to say something wrong. Have a script, a manuscript in front of you, reading verse, word for word, and move off of that script just a little bit and watch how that tongue gets you in the crossfire if you've not been studied, if you have not stayed mm-hmm. in prayer. It keeps you. He said, you can't tame it. You can try to say, I'm not going to cuss. 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 You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
You can hold that, Reverend. Because
you said it with your mouth and not your heart. Boy, once you put mm-hmm. it in your heart, I know guys, man, they're trying their best, you know. And I know we all sometimes, and I'm going to tell you this here, Reverend. You ain't never probably happened. This probably never happened to you. Man, people listen to you so close. They listen to you, man. They wait.
Oh, yeah.
They say, I know I heard you cuss. I know I heard you cuss. I heard you cuss. Serious? Is you serious, man? You know why is you doing it? One thing, why is you listening at all? And another thing, if I did, is you praying for me mm-hmm. to ask for forgiveness? Mm-hmm. Now I don't cuss now. I'm just saying though. Instead of trying to find, I got your moment. What you said, man? Let's pray about that situation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
so
right.
When I'm saying
right.
that tongue is so rudely, man, you, I don't care how much you try to stop doing something until you get God in it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Until you get
mm-hmm.
God. He said with the same tongue you go praising God with, you'll go out and curse somebody out. He said, I'll not
mm-hmm.
be that rep. No, what did he mean by
I'll
that
rep?
When he said, I'll not. He said, you know too much, rep.
I'll not be. That's right.
Yeah, he said, can I bring it to my turn? This is my turn now. You know too much, Reverend. He said, you just actually know too much. Why is you sitting up here letting somebody trap you like that, man? Why would you do that, sister?
Yeah.
Don't let nobody have that much of a pull over you to make you cuss them out. You know what you're doing? All they doing is say, I told you. He ain't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this here. I'm gonna ask Red to help me with this Romans over here right quick. He like to read too sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, I'll get there faster than you. 15-1.
Come on,
can you get all that? I'll get
there
faster.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir. Got it.
What did 15-1 say?
It said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
What did you say about that next verse?
Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification.
Okay, one more.
It said, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me.
I want you to know right now, if you so strong, right? If you see your brother and you see him, he didn't cuss you out. You see your brother did you wrong with a little tongue in his mouth and says, I'm going to run you down. I'm going to tell you, those who are strong in the word of the Lord, now, if you're not strong, go get some prayer. Before you go to that person, go get some prayer. Oh, I went somewhere else now. Go there and get some prayer. And when you get the prayer, don't pray on the person. Pray for the person and you, that circumstance, the job y'all in, right? So, because you know whatever he or she done said, trust me, brother, sister, if you go pray, God will give you the right thing to say to what? Like this scripture said right now. He said, brethren, if a man, that's one man now, be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Same scripture. This verse, this kind of twiggled up a little bit. If you strong now, brothers and sisters, since you strong, you're supposed to have bear the ones who weep. Now, over here saying, when you do this, do it in the spirit. So if you are going to tell somebody about something, you see them mess up or did something, make sure you go in God. Make sure it be spiritual. Make sure you do anything in meekness and humble. If they cuss you back, if they run you down, if they talk about you, look at Jesus. Can I get a witness? Look at Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus
was the one.
They looked at Jesus and they cast what? They just throw stones in, they spit in, they gave him 39 lashes, and he didn't say a mumble word. One time he got on the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But he made them take it back, Reverend. So he told them in that scripture again, he said, You ought not be doing this, Reverend. You know too much, Eric. You know too much about God's plan. You know Tyler too much. I don't care. You might say I'm not gonna do it for this long. And then that's good. Get some good stuff there. When you say you're trying to kind of discipline yourself, you start off there, and the more you crawl, you'll start running. I ain't talking about walking, running for the Lord. Oh, I know it right about it.
Yes, sir.
You start the day. You start tomorrow. You stop the next day after that. You stop a whole week, a month. And for long, you don't even find yourself cursing no more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I tell you how you get crossed up, just like that scripture said a while ago. When you try to help a brother or a sister, if you ain't in the spirit, brother, you're going to do just what they're doing. The Bible says it's going to come right back on you. And you're going to be doing the same thing who you trying to help. So make sure you go to God and pray. Now, I'm going to help you. For every kind of beast and birds, and birds and serpents and the things in the sea is tame, and he that have been tamed of mankind. It's mankind done this, but the tongue no man can tame. Oh, help me. It is unruly and evil, full of deadly poison. He said, there were blessings we God, even the Father. He said, and there were curse we man, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses. That's what he's saying, cursing. He said, my brother, these things ought not so to be. He said, do a foul thing seen. Look at that, seen forth out. Right? Seen forth, same place, sweet water river and bitter water.
Mm-hmm.
Can a field tree, my brother, bear an olive berry or either a vine, a fig? So can no fountain but yield salt water or fresh water. Who is wiser man and doer not among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness and witness. I want to tell you, if you go to somewhere and the sign said it's sweet water, you're going to be expecting some sweet water coming out of that. If you go to that tree, and on top of it say pear, and you get a banana tree, you know, you gonna say something wrong with that tree. Really, what comes out that mouth is probably really coming from that heart. There will be some deliverance to get that tongue to understand what God wants coming out your mouth. Once you've been delivered from some simple things in your heart, them things you do, you'll be more remindful and try yourself. I'm not saying you can tame it, but I'm telling you, the closer you get to God. Remember, I don't know if you ever been there. I ain't gonna let you get out there, but I know I used to cuss like a sailor. You know, Remy? You know what I'm talking about, Remy? I could cuss with the best. You know what I'm talking about? Didn't have no problem cussing with the best. But I can remember. I'm going to be honest with you, Remy. From the bottom of my heart, I don't even remember asking God to remove it. You don't hear what I said. You don't hear what I said, do you? But I asked him to change my ways. And, Remy, I can't even remember when I stopped, Remy. I said stop. Just stop really using it on a normal basis. And I remember the time I used to slip when I was getting into the ministry, right, walking with the Lord, and he moved it all the way out. Because when I heard it came out of my mind, I had so much convicted, man. And I said, man, I'm trying to change, man. And it kept passing back up. So I said, Lord, help me with it, you know what I'm talking about? Help me. And I felt it like it was yesterday that it was months went by, years went by, when I found out when I wasn't even doing it anymore, Reverend. But you know what happened too, Reverend? I changed who I was being around too, Reverend. I changed some folks, Reverend. I had to get away, Reverend. I had to get around some people that they don't do that cussing and fighting and hollering, because I was trying to. That's just for me now. This ain't got to work for everybody else. But I had to get away because, Reverend, because I know God knew what my weakness was. So I had to pull away from that atmosphere and that way. And ever since then, I can see myself getting closer in the Word. I can see myself being more around him for what I do. Because I'm telling you, if I go to a fig tree and I see a barren olive berry, something wrong, Reverend. Something wrong with that, Reverend. Because it can't do it, Reverend. It shouldn't do it. So when someone sees you, Reverend, they shouldn't have a shout of the, even though they call you Reverend Henry, they shouldn't have to call you Reverend Henry for you to live right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
They shouldn't have to call you Reverend Henry because you know how to bridle your tongue. Reverend Henry, they should call you just Brother Henry, Brother Donald, you know what I'm talking about, and know that what's in you, God has changed. You know what I'm talking about? Because they're going to hear your conversation, brother. They're going to hear your conversation, and they're going to be, when you first come to you, how you feel. I'm blessed and highly favored, filled with the Lord. You don't have to do all that, brothers and sisters. That's if that works for you, keep on doing it. But it doesn't mean that, because a lot of people say that, and then next minute they'll cuss you smooth out. There's some people who go with three-piece suits on. There's some people who go to church with nice big hats on and will cuss you smooth out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
They'll call you to the square, fight you, and everything. You swimming that. Did you go to church today? they went back to the old time. Eye for eye, two for two. Might get that laid over. These things are set up in your heart. This is why this next scripture said, but if you have bitter, envy, strife in your heart. Look what he said now. He said, glory not that what he and lie not against the truth. This wise, this wisdom descend not from what, Reverend? From above. But it's what? Mm-hmm. It is an earthly. What? Say, man. When you hear this word, not of above.
Mm-hmm.
First thing come to your mind, you say above. It didn't come from God, right? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I put it out. This thing, and he said it's from the earth. You got this from what? From who the person you probably been around in yourself, you know what I'm talking about, and they said, and
mm-hmm.
it's so devilishly, Reverend, that you know that it ain't come from God, Reverend. You know for a shadow of doubt that this bitterness is envying you, and you have your, I got to get him back. He don't know me. She don't know me. I got to fix this, and the only way I can fix this, I got to do dust. Man, that is of the devil. If you go on that route, that is of the devil. And shame on you, especially if you know the love of God. God could take his son. The Bible said, for God so loved the who?
World.
And he gave his who?
Only begotten son.
That whosoever what?
Believeth in him.
Should have what?
Shall not perish, but have ever.
Okay, less light.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can sit his son down now and let him take all that, we're supposed to take it. That's what I'm saying. Did you know we're supposed to take more than we're supposed to take? You somebody said, I just can't take it no more. He done too much. I got to do this. He done too much. Man, don't you know how much we done to God? And he forgive
That's
us.
Right.
He forgive us. He don't let that demonic spirit get in you. That's a demonic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets in you like that devilish stuff, that's demonic, man. That's not of God. You need deliverance. So for what envy and strife is, there is confession. Confusion. Look at Reverend.
Yeah.
For every evil word, the wisdom that is formed above is what? Above is first pure. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then the peaceable, gentle, easy to be intrigued, full of mercy, and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Help me, Holy Spirit. So all that sin, we're going to get into another tomorrow if God's will. All that sin, Reverend. All that saying, that tongue, we know if you look at figurative what it is, you could taste with it and you could speak.
Mm-hmm.
The tongue had to speak. You know, you know how people say you got that thick tongue? You know, that's weird. You know, sometimes it's like it won't move fast enough to get the words out. But he said that tongue there. That little pink tornado, that little tongue right there, Reverend, that you can take God's word, right, and preach God's word, teach God's word, love people, and turn it around. If you don't get no deliverance, my brothers and sisters, if you don't get somewhere someone can teach you and help you in your walk, my brothers and sisters, you have lended yourself over to the devil. You have lended yourself, when you come out your mouth, and trust me, if you're not a peacemaker, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't there to stop the nonsense, if you're there to edge it on, brother, the devil had got in the details. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I don't know about nobody's business. I'm just preaching God's word. The devil has got in the details. So when you're in the detail that deep, you ask God, so God, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. If you down and out, ask God for help. God will help you.
Yes, sir.
Somebody on the line right now know what I'm talking about. God has helped you along the way. You know how I know how he helped us, Reverend? No, I know how he helped
us.
Because he told us this a little while back, brothers and sisters. He told us, you ought not, I'm going to do it like this, should be doing that. That should not be you, because you know
Come on
you
now.
Ain't no, it's you have to listen to me. You can't lean to your own ways and your own knowledge.
That's right.
You have to
lean on
God. It don't lean on God when it's all right with you. Lean on God when it's really not comfortable. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to look at somebody eye to eye, chest to chest, and tell them, I understand. I understand why God's doing what he's doing for us today. You know why? Because we're going to be challenged more. And people are trying to assassinate our, watch this here. When I say our ministry, anytime you say you love Jesus, you're a part of a ministry that man's been trying to tear down since he left. And watch this here, even before he left. They were trying to tear it down. Don't be the one being the what? Fireman. Be a carpenter. Build, my brothers and sisters. Build.
Yeah.
May God bless you. May God keep you. Is my prayer. Thank you, Rev. I got to get on with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Beautiful. That was right on. Man, that was right on. I want to thank God for this word. Thank you for speaking. Thank God for speaking. Thank God for how he be in attendance with us with this Holy Spirit. Just I thank him for that. Thank for the listeners and all of you. Praise the Lord. God is so good. If you have an ear, if you're open to him, listen when he speaks. Oh, hallelujah. God will guide you, and he'll help you, even with the tongue. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We have Haney sending these nuggets. God bless you. You see, there's miracle rain. Through prayer, we draw upon the power of the infinite God, our all-powerful God desires to hear our prayers and answer our pleas. And though we do not always understand his timing or his purpose, God always responds with his best for our lives. Sure, you're right. Thank you, Lord, that miracle. Also, she said, being setting prisoners free. The prison of sin cannot withstand the power of Christ's forgiveness. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the greatest freedom of all freedoms from our guilt and shame, no wonder Jesus said, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed, oh Christ's sacrifice. We are set free from the prison of sin to know his joy and love and the freedom that only forgiveness can bring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for his forgiveness. Oh, praise the Lord. For if we should slip up with the tongue and say something to hurt somebody or speak something on somebody, oh, there's always repentance. We can repent and be forgiven. Oh, we thank him for it. And even when God shows us, hallelujah, ourselves, we can call upon him and for his repentance. We thank him. Hallelujah. You open, Brother D.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother D, as always, glad to be back in there. Service of the Lord. Stop by this morning to just entertain for about 2 minutes. As always, I would hope and trust that you all will keep us in your prayer. Continue to help us as we try to help you all with the service of the Word of God. I want to offer a special prayer for my brother, Brother Tim, to actually ask the Lord to continue to watch over him. Mankind, my brother, I sent him a text. I told him I had intended to open up with that very thing today, power of the tongue. It is untamable. Such a beautiful lesson to give.
Mm-hmm.
Man can't, not only is it untamable, you can't even control it without
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even control it. It controls itself. The tongue is so strong, really, sometimes you think it got eyesight. You think it sees
mm-hmm.
where you're trying to go to before you even see it, because it has said things before. And I'm so glad that through Christ, I can control the tongue. The Lord says it's untamable. But with Christ Jesus, I can control it. So I ask again that you keep me in mind in your prayer. Give me a special
yes,
prayer
sir.
For my brother, Brother Tim. And as always, I pray for you all. I ask that you all continue to fellowship with us. Those that can, come in this evening if you can. Fellowship with us and hear another word from the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm. No.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
You know, Brother D and Reverend, I don't know if y'all still can hear me. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm here, bro. I got background noise. But I'm here.
I want to always say this. I want to say this from my heart. And Reverend knows this. Reverend knows because we were talking about text yesterday, right? And I said, man, I'm gonna talk about that tongue tomorrow, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know nothing about nobody's business, period. You know what I'm talking about? Even with the marriage, even with the Lord's Supper, you know, we are getting the church ready to see God. Oh, help me,
mm-hmm.
Spirit. We are truly getting the church ready to see God. That one scripture, Brother D, stuck out to me. He said, I'm gonna paraphrase it, Reverend. And Brother D, if you don't mind, I'm gonna paraphrase it. Can I do that? I just wanna paraphrase that one scripture. That one scripture says, when it says about Reverend and Brother D, when it says over here, can you hear me? Did I say that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I can hear you.
I'm here.
I was just on mute. I'm here.
Oh, okay. So that one scripture, when it says about when my eyes twisted my eyes over it, when it says about we should know better, Reverend, because we know too much. You know what I'm saying, Reverend? He said, the same mouth, verse 10, he said, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing,
mm-hmm.
my brother. These things, now this is why I want to change, Brother D and Reverend Henry. We know too much. He said, you ought not so to be. King James said, but I want to change it, little gentleman. We know too much. That's what he said. The people that know, he said, it shouldn't come out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now I said this to myself, and it might not work over here. I said that right there. You can take that home with you, brother. And once you done messed up, if you have, get on back on board. That's
mm-hmm.
why he said at the beginning. That's why he said in the beginning. He said, "My brother, be not many masters." That's what he said right there. He said, "No." That we should receive the greater condemnation. We should be judged stricter,
yeah.
man. That's why when you said, because that old tongue, man, we turn people, man, when we do our
mm-hmm.
thing. But what I'm saying for us now, this is for us now, for us, that we know too much, man. But then we do fall. Get on up. And ask God forgive you. And God will. But don't give everybody that kind of leverage on you. I think it's a word, reproach. Is that a word? Live
mm-hmm.
above approach. That is a word, right? Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
Live above approach. Live it. You know, and don't let nobody get you that down to make you go out there crazy. It ain't that serious, man. Nothing that serious out there. Nothing. When it's all said and done, man, only thing that matters is God's will. be done. That's it. That's all that matters. He told us one time, Reverend. He said, neither father, mother, sister, brother. He said, he said, nothing. Don't put nothing before me. So when you start doing, you're putting stuff before God. You're putting yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I need to fix this. And God don't want you to fix what he already quitted. You've been quitted. You got a pardon, man.
Yeah.
Pardon. So you've been pardoned. May God bless you. May keep you again. That's why I know that the ministry, like Brother D said, he was going to speak it, right? The ministry, what it is, the word is already been presented. We just got to keep preaching and teaching it. Preaching and teaching
out.
Over and
pressing
over.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
I was gonna give a little of it yesterday, my brother. But Brother Dog played the song, and the song became more fitting because of the situation. You know, we had three deaths that we had to speak on yesterday. Brother Marcus Burke lost his brother. Brother Cowboy, Brother Marcus Burke lost his father. Brother Cowboy lost his brother, and another brother in the racing world lost a loved one. So it became more fitting for me to speak on death. But I wanted to speak on that yesterday. And then you brought it today. Ain't God good.
And I'm going to tell you, me and Rip was texting on the back line, right? I need to touch that speaking to Tom for a little bit, you know, because I want to just use the word. I don't want to use hearing. You know, I want to use the word, you know, and I think sometimes we think the tongue is, well, if you don't have it, it don't show signs of the Holy Ghost. And I don't know who brought that out of the word like that. I want to read it again, you know, talking about make sure that I got a good understanding. And I know I got a lot of people over here know that when do you supposed to use the tongue of the Holy Spirit now, speaking in the tongues. You know, that's an evidence, yeah. That's a gift, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It is that.
Yeah.
But then when
he shouldn't speak in tongues if there's no one there to interpret what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift.
I'm gonna tap on that real good. If it be God's will, I'm gonna try to address it tomorrow a little bit more in scripture because you're correct. You're correct. I'm going to address it a little bit. I'm not saying you can't. I don't let them give me and say that. I ain't saying you can't. But when we get to the word, I know what I'm talking about. You know, it's Bible, man.
Mm-hmm. You know,
sometimes people ain't got it like it's a going thing. Now. It's not. It's a communication between you and God. That's it.
Yeah.
You and God. It don't edify you. It's, you know what I'm talking about? We'll get there. We'll get there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yes, sir. We thank God again. I like to say what ears have heard and what we have experienced. What we know, faith coming by hearing. Oh, praise the Lord. Hearing the word of God, we thank him. But we have to have our ears open. Oh, hallelujah. When I say that, our heart is open to receive what God is saying unto us. Praise the Lord. That it may go in and soon be planted. That a renewing, a refreshing may come about. Oh, praise the Lord, and we can be having a closer walk with thee. We thank God today. Thank God today. As we continue to pray, let us, those prayer requests that was asked, keep those loved ones in prayer that have lost loved ones. Oh, hallelujah, that are hoping for God's blessings on some more loved ones. Thank you, Jesus. There's hope for healing, even the ultimate healing. We thank him. We ask God to strengthen in the name of Jesus those families that are going through. Oh, praise the Lord. Father God in heaven, Father God, we just come to you, Lord. Just say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for conviction. Hallelujah. And mercy. Thank you, Father God, for speaking with us, reminding us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That through grace, hallelujah. 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 By grace through our faith. Oh, hallelujah. If we keep on looking to you, we shall be saved from the very effects of evil, even the evil of the tongue, Lord. Help us give strength to those, Father God. Help them to look unto you, that even as for a clean heart. Hallelujah. If you renew our heart, clean our hearts. Hallelujah. We are open, be open to thy word to go in our hearts. That it will guide us and it will lead us and it will help us see the falls and the temptations and the fiery darts. We thank you, Lord. We lean more upon you and trust in you. You'll help us. We'll seek after you. Thank you, Lord. And it will help us, Father, as we seek your face. Oh, hallelujah. As we seek your way, as we strive after to be just what you would have us to be, continue to cause our great, our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, that we may receive and understand your will, your word, and your way. Mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Just want to tell you, thank you. Oh, Father God, we continue to plead for your grace and your mercy, Father God, there. Hallelujah. It will give us time and space for some to repent and run after you. Just say, what must I do to be saved? What, how can I have this closer walk with thee, Father God? Bless us. Hallelujah. To be a vessel, Father God, that we may help someone to see Christ a little better. Oh, hallelujah. To love you a little more. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless us to deny ourselves and pick up our cross daily, Father God. Oh, bless us as we that are strong. Help us bear the infirmities of the weak, not for pleasing of ourselves, but to try to be pleasing in thy sight. Denying ourselves, hallelujah, that your glory may shine abroad. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the message today, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Let it go in the heart. Thy people, hallelujah, and do the work that it was intended to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for all those that came and prayed a part in every open heart until your open ear until you this day. Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord.
Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more. Jesus.